folks. Welcome to week 4 of the Year of Self-Love Journal Book Club. This week's affirmation was, my greatest power is my ability to choose. I trust myself to make good decisions. This one really hit me and resonated with me for a couple of reasons. Okay, so the first one was it made me reflect on times where I felt like I had no choice. And then also times where I made a mistake and I wish I'd made a different choice. And in both of those scenarios, I need to remind myself that I have agency. And in both of those scenarios, this affirmation is helpful, that really and truly my greatest power is my ability to choose, and that I can trust myself to make good decisions. Now, does that mean I'm perfect all the time? Oh, no, far from it. But the first kind of scenario this made me think about is times where I felt like I didn't have a choice. Like, so when I first read this affirmation, I kind of pushed back of like, well, no, there are times where I don't have a choice. Actually, when I went down the list of those times in my mind, it's times where I felt like I didn't have a choice, where I was either shooting myself, like I should do this, or feeling boxed in because of obligation. And what's really important is that this affirmation freed me up from telling the story that I don't have a choice. I have to do this. I should do this. I'm expected to do this. I'm obligated to do this. And it made me think about how I can either choose to say no, to not do it, to delegate it, right? Like, so if it's as little as like the dishes haven't been done, the kitchen isn't clean, you know, someone has chores that are, and they're supposed to do this or help, and there are other people who could do this, rather than just feeling like, oh, I have to do it, I could stop and say, hey, it's your turn to do the dishes. So I could delegate, I could remind, I could not take on the work for myself. And that is a choice. It's a choice. It reminds me of Mel Robbins has a let them theory, right? In terms of like letting them people do what they're going to do, that you can choose not to get worked up and like feel like you have to control them or pick up the slack. But then the other piece that made me think about how this framing of I can make good decisions, I have agency, is that I don't have to feel resentful. Right. So that if I am constantly feeling like I should do something and I don't have a choice, then that breeds resentment in my relationships. That breeds resentment in my workplace and my marriage and my relationships with friends or my children. And that doesn't feel good. And so even though this affirmation is specifically talking about my greatest power in terms of making decisions, it really made me think about my relationship with other people and how sometimes I abdicate that power and I don't have to. I don't have to, that I need to reclaim that. And then the other thought that was running around my head this week was this idea that I can trust myself to make good decisions. And at the same time, I don't always make good decisions. And this is a really hard one for me to swallow and for me to navigate because I don't think I'm alone, but I like to think that I'm a good person. I like to think that I make good choices. And so when I make a mistake, I'm really hard on myself and it doesn't feel good. And I want to hide and I want to hide. I literally want to run and hide. And so this piece about I can make good decisions, it's a reminder that mistakes are inevitable, and it's really how we learn from them, what we do after we make them, not that we make them, that decides what kind of person we are. And I have to talk myself through that almost daily because external validation, achievement, like that have been a lot of my life. And so when I make those mistakes, when I make choices that I look back on that I regret, it feels awful. And it reminds me of Dolly Chug has a book, The Person You Mean to Be. And it talks a lot about racism and bias more broadly, not just racism, but bias and how As individuals, we want to see ourselves as good people, and that keeps us sometimes from acknowledging the biases we have against other people and also the biases we have for our groups. And she says and invites us to let go of that label, like to let go of the need and desire to be labeled and seen as a good person and simply settle for being good-ish. And I like that because it reminds us that we don't have to be perfect, that we don't have to be perfect, that we can be good-ish, that on average, we can make mistakes and we can make choices that we can be proud of, and that it's simply human that we might make choices that we regret. So that is what this week's affirmation got me thinking of and how I have been navigating this journey of self-love. It really does require us shining a light on parts of ourselves that might not feel great to shine a light on. And I think when people think about self-love, they think about all the pampering and feel good parts of self-love. But if we think about how we love other people through hard times. We love other people sometimes even when they're grumpy, even when they make decisions that we wouldn't have made. We love other people and love the bits and parts of other people that aren't always so shiny. And so we also need to make sure that we do that with ourselves. We deserve that grace and compassion turned towards ourselves. So share with me in the comments what you're thinking about with this week, and I'll see you next time. I'm Dr. Banks, and I'm Dr. Banks across all socials.
Have tea to spill? Or something you want to ask Dr. Banks? Contact her at curabanks.com/stories or stories@raisingequity.org. Thanks for listening.